what I want us to do, yeah, is have that same principle, that same philosophy when it comes to life. Chess moves. So think about this. Number one, what is your goal? Just like in a chess game, your objective is to win. Your objective is to take out the king or the queen. What is your goal in life? What area are you trying to win in? Now ask yourself this question. Number two, if I only had five moves, if I could only make five moves to make this goal, this vision a reality, what would they be? I said one more time for me and for you. Number one, what is your goal? What is your objective? Number two, the chess moves. If I could only make five moves to make this vision, this goal become a reality, what would they be? Because when we do this, it simplifies the process. It gets us thinking, okay, if I could only make five moves, what would they be? So it narrows down the priorities, the main moves we need to make this vision, this goal become a reality. Real simple. And if we follow step by step, so we go move one, move two, move three, move four, move five. By the time you know it, you would have checkmate your goals, you would have checkmate your vision, and you'll be winning. So, my people, that's all for today. Make sure you're progressing, make sure you're winning, and be a grandmaster. A grandmaster is someone who knows, in the actual game chess, is someone who knows 10 to 15 moves ahead. Now, I don't expect you to know that straight away. But start off with your first one to three moves, and then build up to three to five, and then five to seven, and then seven to nine, and so on and so on. And before you know it, you'll be a grandmaster and you'll be achieving your goals easily. Love my people. I'm gonna stop here and make sure you do subscribe, share, etc. Yeah, love.